Because all things are possible to them that believe. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Lord, our Heavenly Father, we bow before your throne of grace even this morning. We want to tell you how much we are so thankful unto you.
Yes, Lord.
For granting to us this opportunity also.
Amen.
That we can come into your house and that you would speak to us. You know us so well. You know all our weaknesses and our strengths too. Father, we pray as you look upon us, may you inspect, Lord, our hearts and situations.
Amen.
And grant to us according to our desires.
Amen.
You know the different questions, Father, the different burdens.
Amen.
That your people might be having.
Amen.
We come to church this morning desiring, O God, that you will undertake for us.
Amen.
Father, don't let us go back home the same way we came.
Yes, my Lord.
But I pray that something would happen to us.
Amen.
And you alone, Jesus, shall receive praises and honor.
Hallelujah.
And Father, we want to pray, O God, realizing we are the people to whom the ends of the earth have come.
Amen.
How ought we, Lord, to live a life that is worthy of your calling?
Yes, my Lord.
Lord Jesus, it is you that we need, O God.
Amen.
That you would occupy our hearts and everything about us.
Amen.
Changing the course of our lives.
Amen.
Father, our thoughts and the way we live, so that it must also be the way you would want.
Amen.
Father, we thank you for the songs of Zion.
Yes, my Lord.
We thank you, Lord, for the preparation of our hearts.
Amen.
And Father, I'd like to pray this morning as I lay my hand, O God, upon this prayer cloth.
Yes, Lord.
Father, you know the faith that brings it here. Father, together we remember what you did in the book of Acts when they took away handkerchiefs and aprons from the body of Paul.
Amen.
And were laid upon the sick and afflicted, and they were delivered.
Amen.
I pray, O God, that the same power, the same God who is in our midst today, may he come and do the same. Father, so that when we get to the, when this prayer cloth gets to the one that's intended,
Amen.
Father, I pray that a miracle will take place.
Yes, Lord.
We believe you are in service this morning.
Amen.
And Lord, we believe you are ready to work in our hearts.
Amen.
May the great Jehovah God stand in this building.
Amen.
I pray, Lord Jesus Christ, that the great Melchizedek will be around here, Heavenly Father, and to take care of your children.
Amen.
All our needs and all the various situations.
Amen.
Lord Jesus Christ, I want to pray that you would undertake for us.
Amen.
At the end of it all, you will receive praises and honor. Granted, Father, we pray and commit all into your hands in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Timothy Okutanga Chitsauko 4,
verses 1-3.
Verse 1 kusvika verse 3.
Now the Spirit speaketh expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to seducing spirits and doctrine of devils.
Zvino mweya unoreva pachena kuti panguva dzinouya vamwe vachatsauka pakutenda vachiteerera mweya inonyengera nedzidziso dzemadhimoni.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron.
Vachinyengerwa nevanoreva nhema vakapiswa hana dzavo nedare rinopisa.
Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from meats which God hath created to be received with thanksgiving of them which believe and know the truth.
Vachidzivisa vanhu kuwanana nokurayira kuti zvimwe zvokudya zviregwe zvakasikwa naMwari kuti zvigamuchirwe nokuvonga navanotenda vanoziva chokwadi.
I like Amen. Also to read from Genesis in chapter 2.
Ndinokuverengawo kuna Genesis chitsauko 2.
I want to read verse 18.
Ndinokuverenga ndima 18.
And the Lord God said, "It is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him an helpmeet for him."
Jehovah Mwari akati, hazvina kunaka kuti munhu agare ari oga. Ndichamuitira mubatsiri wakamukwanira.
Amen.
Amen.
May the Lord add blessing to the reading of His word. May be seated.
Ishe wawedzere maropafadzo pakuverengwa kweshoko ravo mugare zvenyu pasi.
Praise God.
Amen.
Delivering them from the spirit of celibacy.
Kuvadzikinura kubva kumweya wokurambira munhanga kana mugota.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe you notice from the scripture.
Ndotenda kuti munotarisa kubva pagwaro iri.
That these are doctrines of devils.
Idzidziso dzemadhimoni.
It's spirits from hell.
Mweya inobva kugehena.
But you don't want it, but somehow those spirits get to be on you and you carry them every time in your life.
Mweya uyu haude, asi neimwe nzira mweya iyi inokubata wotofamba nayo muupenyu hwako.
You might justify it.
Unogona kuzviruramisa.
Because of the situation that you are in.
Nekuda kwemamiriro ezvinhu hauri.
Amen. And some of the justifications
zvimwe zvikonzero zvinopuwa
are, I haven't found the right one.
Ndezvekuti handisati ndawana akandinakira.
Or I don't have the money.
Kana kuti handina mari yacho.
I don't have the house.
Handina imba yacho.
To keep that woman.
Yekuchengetera mudzimai uyu.
Some even say I'm so unlucky.
Vamwe vanoti ini ndine munyama mukuru.
Because nobody says yes to me.
Nekuti hapana musikana kana mukomana anombondidawo.
Amen.
Amen.
But I have got an answer for you.
Asi ndine mhinduro kwamuri.
That God answers prayer.
Kuti Mwari vanopindura munamato.
Amen.
Amen.
God answers prayer.
Mwari vanopindura munamato.
And there is no spirit.
Hakuna mweya.
From hell.
Unobva gehena.
That can resist the power of God.
Unogona kumisidzana nesimba raMwari.
There's so much that is coming from hell.
Pane zvakawanda zviri kubva kugehena.
That is making our boys and girls sit on the bench without a partner.
Zviri kuita kuti vanasikomana nevanasikana vedu varambire munhanga kana kurambira mugota.
Amen. If we are able to pray for the sick,
tikakwanisa kunamatira vanorwara,
and headaches go, backaches go, tummy aches go,
musoro unotema uchipora, mudumbu munorwadza muchipora, misana unorwadza uchipora.
We want you to know that God has given us a power.
Toda kuti muzive kuti Mwari vakatipa simba.
To cast out every spirit.
Kudzinga mweya yose.
It doesn't matter what size.
Hazvina mhosva kuti wakakura sei.
And how long that spirit has been on you.
Kuti mweya uyu wagara sei nenguva uinawo.
God can set you free.
Mwari vanokwanisa kukusunungura.
Amen.
Amen.
It could be a spirit from your ancestors that are sitting on you.
Unogona ngauri mweya wakabva kudzinza rekwenyu uri pauri.
And the devil tells you, you will never be married.
Diabhoro ogokuudza kuti haumbofa wakaroora kana kuroorwa.
We don't listen to what the devil says.
Hatiteerere zvinotaurwa nadiabhori.
Because we got power more than the devil.
Nekuti tine simba rinodarika radiabhori.
We've been around in the mind of God before the foundation of the world. Before the devil was here.
Takagara tiri mundangariro dzamwari kubva nyika ino isati yane nheyo diabhori asati apo.
We are as omnipotent as God is omnipotent.
Isu tiri vemasimba ose semasimba ana Mwari.
Amen.
Amen.
So there's nothing that is going to stand.
Saka hapana chinokwanisa kumisidzana nesu.
With prayer, all things are possible.
Nemunamato zvinhu zvose zvinokwanisika.
Amen.
Amen.
So whatever justification you give to yourself,
chero chingava chikonzere chipi chaunoda kupa iwe,
I want you to know you can push it out of the way.
Ndoda kukudza kuti unokwanisa kuchibvisa munzira yako.
You can push ancestors out of the way.
Unogona kubvisa mweya yemanzidza muupenyu hwako.
You can push poverty out of your way.
Unogona kubvisa urombo muupenyu hwako.
Because The word of God is more important than poverty.
Nekuti shoko raMwari rakakosha kudarika hurombo.
And it's more important than your reason.
Uye shoko raMwari rakakosha kudarika zvikonzero zvako zvese.
Because the Bible is saying here.
Nekuti Bible pano
rataura. The Lord God said.
Jehovah Mwari vakati.
It is not good.
Hazvina kunaka.
If somebody says it is good, then he is against the word of God.
Kana mumwe munhu akati zvakanaka, ari kupesana neshoko raMwari.
Amen.
Amen.
It is not good that the man should be alone.
Hazvina kunaka kuti munhu agare ari oga.
I will make him and help meet for him.
Ndichamuitira mubatsiri akamukwanira.
Is that true?
Ichokwadi here?
Yes.
Hongu.
We got a number of bachelors that staying up in the Vatican City.
Tine tsvimbo rumwe dzakati wandei dziri kugara kuguta reVatican.
That have convinced themselves that they got to be living a life of celibacy.
Vakasvika pakuzvinyengera kuti vanofanha kuramba vari tsvimbo rumwe bedzi.
We are not going to the Vatican City to help them out of that spirit, but they want that spirit.
Hatisi kuendako kuti tinovabatsira kuti vabve mumweya uyu, asi mweya wacho vari kutouda.
But since it is a mother church, many of the Protestant churches, they also like it. Because it's a spirit. You all know that Trinity started off from Rome. Is that right? And all the different churches you find on this earth today, they believe in Trinity. Justifying doctrines of devils. Is that right? But God has brought out a church in this end time, which is neither Catholic nor Protestant. But it's a continuation of what you read in the book of Acts. Amen.
Amen.
And that church has nothing to do with Catholicism and what they believe. Amen.
Amen.
We completely have nothing to do with that. This is why we say it without fearing nothing, that celibacy is of the devil.
Kuti murume anorambira mugota kana mudzimai anorambira munhanga ndezvemadhimoni.
Both men and women.
Marume nemadzimai.
Amen.
Amen.
They pretend like they don't have feelings.
Vanobva vaita kunge vanhu vasina manzwiro mashanu.
Holding on to a dead doctrine of devils.
Vachibatira padzidziso yakafa yemadhimoni.
I was reading the other time how many Catholic priests died of AIDS in America. Then I was thinking, is this now edible? No, no. Is it edible? Do you eat AIDS? We all know how it goes on. These guys are mischievous. Finish. Together with those ladies. Amen. They are all mischievous. Right? Some of you must have read in history. Amen. Where they were talking about the son of Emperor so-and-so was married to the daughter of Pope so-and-so.
Kuti mwana umwe mambo akarora mumwe mwanasikana umwe mambo wakati.
A son of a certain emperor, so-and-so,
mambo
got married to a daughter of Pope so-and-so.
Akarora mwanasikana waumwe papa we Roma.
Where did that girl come from?
Ko mwana wa papa akabva kupi?
You all are witnesses, even in our very country, certain so-called Catholic fathers, they have got family somewhere. Some So they pretend like they got no feelings.
Saka vanoda kuzviita kunge vasina manzwiro.
Don't you ever copy from that?
Haikona kutevedzera izvozvo.
You are a believer.
Uri mutendi.
Who is supposed to marry one of these days?
Anofana kuroora kana kuroorwa nerimwe remazuva.
Amen.
Amen.
But the devil is giving you wrong comfort.
Asi diabore ari kuti ugutsikane nezvinhu zvakaipa.
Get out of there.
Buda mazviri.
And stand up and be counted.
Wo mira wo verengwa nevamwe.
Amen. In the things that's right.
Muzvinhu zvakanaka.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Amen.
Amen.
In the message circles.
Munharaunda dzemaridzo.
We have got a lot of young men.
Tine majaya akawanda.
That's pretending to be standing and waiting to marry.
Varida kunyepedzera kuti vari kumira uye vakamirira kuzoroora.
But if you move very close and dig into their lives.
Asuka skedera pedzo naye ukanyatso kunzvera upenyu hwake.
These guys are not living the avenue streets alone.
Vakomana ava havasi kubva kuma avenues uko.
They're hunting for prostitutes there.
Vari kuenda kunotora pfambi ikoko.
But they go to church, they sit like they're so pious.
Asi vakauya kuchechi vanogara vakaisa musoro parutivi kunge hama yakanaka.
That guy, I don't know how I can describe, but he knows everything.
Asi mukomana iye asati amborora akutoziva zvese zvinoitwa nevakaroora.
And he has no desire to marry.
Haasisina kana chishuwo chekuroora.
You see?
Murikuona.
And girls also are doing the same.
Nevasikanawo vari kuita zvimwe chete.
They're going around with Moabites.
Vari kudanana
ne all these Gigashites around.
Neva Moab, neva Gigai vekunze uko.
And they like that life so much.
Vanofarira upenyu zvakanyanya.
And they come to church, they want to kick away every young man.
Vakaya kuchurch vanoda kuramba hama dzese dzepa church.
Because they've got something that they enjoy.
Nekuti vane kwavari kutoropafadzwa kunze uko.
Sometimes we got to speak straight, right?
Dzimenguva tinofanira kutonyatso taura takananga.
Because our children are dying because of demonology.
Vana vedu vari kuparara nekuda kwezvemadhimoni.
We buried a few single brothers or sisters.
Takaviga majaya nemhandara dzakati kuti.
Who wanted to stay a life of celibacy, but yet they had that sickness in them. Where did they get it from?
Vaida kurarama upenyu vachirambira munhanga kana mugota asi vakafa neAIDS vakawana kupichirwe ichi.
How can a young woman that's born in the message have AIDS?
Zvinobva kupi kuti mujaya kana mhandara yakaberekwa mumharidzo anofa neAIDS? Inenge yabvepi?
I want to leave those questions to you.
Ndoda kupa mubvunzo iyi kwamuri.
Still, I want you to remember, I'm not preaching to young people alone. I'm preaching also to older people. Because when that guy is staying long in the home and bothering you, tell him, young man, get out of here. Go get married. Finish. The pressure must come from you, parents. Because they will be so comfortable in your home.
Nekuti vanenge vakagarika zvakanaka vari kumba kwenyu.
Until they feel that they've got a right to help you in your budgeting.
Kusvika akutofunga kuti anofanira kukubatsirai kuti mumba munofanira kutengwei.
That's a sign he must have his own home.
Ndochiratidzo chekuti mujaya ngaachinozvirojera.
Amen.
Amen.
I believe the Lord is so good and he is able to help us.
Ndotenda kuti Mwari vakanaka vanokwanisa kutibatsira.
It's a spirit in the message.
Mweya watopamba vanhu mumharidzo.
Apart from all other spirits that we fight and we cast out of the people, this is one that we've got to really cast out.
Kunze kwemimwe mweya yatinodzinga mumanhu, asi uyu mweya uyu ndiwo mumwe watinofanira kunyatsorwisana nawo.
And we've got to look at it with a straight face.
Tofanira kutonyatsokutarisana nawo mboni kumboni.
These madalas. Single madalas.
Majaya vakurira mugota.
They are even getting bald headed.
Vakutosvika pakuita mhanza.
And the beard is getting grey.
Ndebvu dzakutoita imvi.
And they still want to get married.
Achiri kungoti ndicharora.
I haven't found one.
Handisati ndamuwana.
Can you imagine a young man or somebody who is married and is 60 years old, he's still looking for nappies in the shops?
Imbozvifungirai kuti munhu ane makore 60 arora achiri kungoenda kushopu kunotsvaga mapamba.
For his own, not for a grandchild, for his own children.
Kwete evana asi ake iye.
This is what I'm talking about. It's a serious thing. It's a serious issue. Amen.
Amen.
So we have put given this service to make sure we cast out them devils. I know you might feel shy to come here and so that we can cast out that devil, but while you are seated right there, that demon must go. Amen.
Amen.
It's a very wicked demon. And may God help us. Amen.
Amen.
Okay. I want to read a quote.
1961,
Thy House.
Imba yenyu ya 1961.
Amen.
Amen.
On paragraph 38.
Paragraph 38.
I just want you to notice what the prophet is saying here.
Ndoda kuti munzwe zvikurewa nemuprofita pano.
From the old quotes of last week. This is for you young girls that's not married.
Izvi ndezve kwamuri imi vasikana vasati varoorwa vechidiki.
And you boys.
Nemi vakomana.
When you meet that girl that you love.
Ukasangana nemusikana uyu waunoda.
And there is just something you know you love her.
Pane chimwe chinhu chinongokuudza kuti unomuda.
And that's just all there is to it.
Ndo zvazvingori chete panyaya iyoyo.
You love him.
Unomuda mukomana.
That you don't care whether he is handsome or whether he is not handsome.
Hauna basa nazvo kuti akanaka kuchiso here kana kuti haana.
Or whether she is pretty or not pretty.
Hauna basa nazvo kuti itsara kadenga here kana kuti haisi.
That doesn't matter.
Hazvina basa izvozvo.
But you love him just the same.
Asi unongomuda murume uyu zvakadaro.
Now you'd better watch.
Zvinofanira kutarisa.
Kind of hold around close there.
Ukunyatso kutarisa nepedyo ipapo.
Because you are getting close to home there.
Wawakusika pedyo nemusha ipapo.
Marriage is based on that. Marriage is based outside of that is sure to fall.
Muchato wakavakwa pane nheyo dzakadaro uchaputsika pachokwadi.
It will never be successful.
Haumbofa wakabudirira.
They will never be happy.
Havambofa vakafara.
I said that to get around to one thing I want to say.
Ndataura izvi kuti ndisvike pane chimwe chinhu chandoda kutaura.
Amen.
Amen.
Now, one problem that we have.
Rimwe dambudziko ratinaro.
With some of our young people.
Nevamwe vechidiki vedu.
They fear if I say yes to this man.
Anosvika kuti ndikati hongu kumukomana uyu.
Yet there's something in there that is telling you that's the one.
Asi pane chimwe chinhu chiri mauri chiri kukudza kuti ndiye murume wako.
Then a thought comes in, how am I going to introduce this guy to my friends?
Poya ime pfungwa yekuti ndinozozivisa sei mukomana uyu kushamwari dzangu.
So you have something else that is bothering you.
Pane chimwe chinhu chiri kukutambudza.
Yet you are killing something else that's on the inside.
Asi uri kuuraya mweya uri mukati mako.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Because let's look at facts, brethren.
Ngatinyatso tarisa izvinhu tichizvienzanisa hama.
You sisters, you are looking at all the brothers who are here.
Imi hanzvadzi muri kuona hama dzese dziri pano.
Both young and old.
Vechikuru vese nevechidiki.
You know the ones that's handsome and you know them that's not.
Munoziva vanonzi vakanaka nevasina kunaka.
Are we honest?
Alright.
And you brothers, you can look around the sisters that's here. You know who is beautiful and who is not. Is alright? But The ones that you say ugly, are they not married?
Avo vamunoti vakashata havana here kuroora kana kuroorwa.
I'm waiting for a yes.
Ndakamirira mhinduro.
Are they married?
Vakaroorwa here kana kuroora? Hongu.
Even those with a nose that's covering the whole face.
Kunyange ane mhuno yakapwasharara kumeso kwese.
That guy is married.
Murume akatoroora.
He's got wife and children.
Ane mudzimai nevana.
Is all right? But there's a woman that is saying, this one is my hubby. But for you, you are busy laughing. But this guy is married. Is all right? I didn't want to point and look, talk about people. But this is for effect. You must be led by something on the inside. Don't worry about what people are going to say. Amen.
Amen.
But all we know is she is married despite what she looks like and he is married.
Is that right?
The prophet also mentioned in the message, Kinsman Redeemer, you know the quote? Amen. That you are coming from eternity into space of time. When this life is over, you are going back. Amen.
Amen.
Is that right? But he says, if you love that man, it doesn't matter what he looks like. It doesn't matter what she looks like. Amen. So you got no right to tell your friend that guy is that sister that you're quoting is not right.
Auna mvumo yekuti utaure shamari yako kuti musikana wari kufambidzana naye akashinyangara.
One man's meat is another man's poison.
Nekuti moyo muti unomera paunoda.
Amen.
Amen.
I got a request. Please don't go and ask your wife or your husband. Do you know anybody who is more beautiful than me? Or more handsome than me? I didn't pose that so that you can ask at home and start a problem on that. But the reason why he came to you is because as far as he's concerned, you are Mrs. Universe.
Amen.
Is
that
right? This is it, and that is true. Your wife is the best cook around. I heard some amens from some brothers. That's good. Amen.
Amen.
Because if you appreciate other recipes from some other people better than your wife, then we've got trouble. Amen.
Amen.
May God help us. I've got a few issues that I want to discuss with you this morning. I believe God is going to give us grace. I want to read with you from 2 Samuel in chapter 13.
2 Samuel chapter 13.
From verse 1.
Kuba verse 1.
We want to deal with these spirits. Amen.
Amen.
If you are shy coming over here, don't worry, we'll sort it while you're seated there. You are Gentiles, right? Gentiles don't need hands laid on. But while Peter yet spake, amen, it got sorted out. Amen. Am I talking to people like that this morning? Praise God. And it came to pass after this that Absalom, the son of David, had a fair sister whose name was Tamar, and Amnon, the son of David, loved her.
Zvino shure kwaizvozvo, Absalomi, mwanakomana waDavidi, wakanga ane hanzvadzi yakanaka, wainzi Tamari. Amnoni mwanakomana waDavidi akamuda.
Some of the old timers, you know this story already. Amen.
Amen.
But right on verse 1, we have a problem. Amnon was the first son of David.
Amnon ndiye anga ari mwana komana wekutanga wa David.
By one mother.
Ne vamwe amai.
And Absalom was another son of David.
Absalom aive mumwe mwana komana wa David.
By another mother.
Ne vamwe amai.
And Tamar was sister to Absalom.
Tamar akanga ari hanzvadzi Absalom.
But Amnon is a brother to Tamar and a brother to Absalom.
Asi Amnon mukoma wa Absalom uye ihanzvadzi yaTamari.
And they've got the same father David.
Vana baba mumwe chete David.
And this issue is happening in the one house.
Nyaya iri kuitika mumhuri imwe chete.
Okay, I want you to have that background. Let's go with it down.
Ngatidzikei nayo.
Amen. And Amnon was so vexed that he fell sick for his sister Tamar, for she was a virgin. And Amnon thought it hard for him to do anything to her.
Amnon akatambudzika akarwara pamusoro paTamari hanzvadzi yake nekuti yakanga iri mhandara. Amnon akaona kuti haangamuiti chinhu.
But Amnon had a friend whose name was Jonadab, the son of Shimei, David's brother, and Jonadab was a very subtle man.
Asi Amnon wakanga aine shamwari yainzi Jonadabi mwanakomana waShimei mukoma waDavid. Zvino Jonadab wakanga ari munhu waiva namano.
Are you seeing the story here again?
Murikuona here nyaya iri pano?
Jonadab and Amnon, their cousin brothers.
Jonadab na Amnon vatori mukoma nemunin'ina.
Because Shimei and David, their brothers.
Nekuti Shimei na David mukoma nemunin'ina.
Amen.
Amen.
So cousin brother is coming to give wrong ideas to cousin brother.
Saka cousin ari kuuya kuzopa imwe cousin pfungwa yakaipa.
And he said unto him, why art thou being the king's son? Look at this.
Iye akati kwaari, nandi mwanakomana wamambo ona izvo ari kuita.
Lean from day to day, wilt thou not tell me? And Amnon said unto him, I love Tamar, my brother Absalom's sister.
Wakaondereiko kudai mazuva ose? Haungandiudzi here? Amnon akati kwaari, ndinoda Tamari, hanzvadzi yemunun'ina wangu Absalom.
Kuti onda wena nedambudziko. Reruchiva.
To lose weight because of lust.
This is critical.
Hey, inyaya kaipa.
And Jonadab said unto him, lay thee down on thy bed and make thyself sick. And when thy father cometh to see thee, say unto him, I pray thee, let my sister Tamar come and give me meat, and dress the meat in my sight, that I may see it and eat it at her hand.
Jonadab akati kwaari, vata panhovo dzako, uzviite semunhu unorwara. Zvino kana baba vako vakasvika kuzokuona, uti kwavari, ndinokumbira kuti hanzvadzi yangu Tamari auye, andipe zvokudya, ndidye. Agadzire zvokudya pamberi pangu, ndizvione, ndizvidye pamaoko ake.
So Amnon lay down and made himself sick, and when the king was come to see him, Amnon said unto the king, I pray thee, let Tamar my sister come and make me a couple of cakes in my sight, that I may eat at her hand.
Naizvozvo Amnon akavata pasi akazviita somunhu unorwara. Zvino mambo wakati achisvika kuzomuona, Amnon akati kuna mambo, ndinokumbira kuti Tamari hanzvadzi yangu auye andibikire zvingwa zviviri ndichiona kuti ndidye pamaoko ake.
Then David sent home to Tamar saying, go now to thy brother Amnon's house and dress him meat.
David akatuma shoko kumusha kuna Tamari akati, enda zvino kumba kwaAmnon hanzvadzi yako umugadzirire zvokudya.
So Tamar went to her brother Amnon's house. And he was laid down, and she took flour and kneaded it, and made cakes in his sight, and did bake the cakes.
Naizvozvo Tamari akaenda kumba kwehanzvadzi yake Amnon, iye akange avete pasi, akatora mukanyiwa, akaukanya, akaumba zvingwa achizviona, akabika zvingwa.
And she took a pan and poured them out before him, but he refused to eat. And Amnon said, have out all men from me. And they went out, every man from him.
Akatora gango, akazidurura pamberi pake, asi iye wakaramba kujika. Amnon akati, vanhu vose, varume vose ngavabude kwandiri, vanhu vose vakabuda kwaari.
And Amnon said unto Tamar, bring the meat into the chamber, that I may eat of thine hand. And Tamar took the cakes which she had made and brought them unto the chamber unto Amnon, her brother.
Amnon akati kuna Tamari, uya nezvekudya muimba yokuvata kuti ndidye pamaoko ako. Tamari akatora zvingwa zvaakanga abika akauya nazvo mumba mukuvata maAmnon hanzvadzi yake.
And when she had brought them unto him to eat, he took hold of her and said unto her, come lie with me, my sister.
Zvino akati wakati askudera pedyo kwaari nazvo, iye akamubata akati kwaari, uya uvate neni hanzvadzi yangu.
And she answered him, nay, my brother, do not force me, for no such thing ought to be done in Israel. Do not thou this folly.
Iye akamupindura akati, kwete hanzvadzi yangu, usandi chinya, nekuti chinhu chakadai hachifaniri kuitwa pakati paIsraeri. Usaita chinhu ichi chakaipa.
And I, whither shall I cause my shame to go? And as for thee, thou shalt be as one of the fools in Israel. Now therefore I pray thee, speak unto the king, for he will not withhold me from thee.
Neni ndichaende piko nokunyara kwangu. Kana uriwe, uchava sebenzi pakati paIsraeri. Na izozo, zino, ndotaura hako na mambo, nokuti ivo avanga ndi nyimi iwe.
Howbeit, he would not hearken unto her voice, but being stronger than her, forced her and lay with her.
Asi wakaramba kuterera inzwi rake, akaita simba naye, akamukurira, akavata naye.
Then Amnon hated her exceedingly soon after, so that the hatred wherewith he hated her was greater than the love wherewith he had loved her. And Amnon said unto her, arise, be gone.
Ipapo Amnon akamuvenga nokuvenga kukuru kwazvo mushure mekunga avamba mukuzviita, nekuti kuvenga kwaakamuvenga nako kwakapfuura rudo rwaaimuda narwo. Amnon akati kwaari, muka uende.
And she said unto him, there is no cause this evil in sending me away is greater than the one that thou didst unto me. But he would not hearken unto her.
Iye akati kwaari, kwete, nokuti chinhu ichi chokundidzinga chikuru kune checho chawandiitira. Asi wakaramba kumuteerera.
Then he called his servants that ministered unto him and said, put now this woman out from me, and bolt the door after her.
Zvino akadana muranda wake wakanga achimubatira akati, dzinga mukadzi uyu abve kwandiri, ukiye mukova kana abva.
And she had a garment of diverse colors upon her, for with such robes, I wanted you to see this scripture here. For with such robes were the king's daughters that were virgins apparelled. Then his servant brought her out and bolted the door after her.
Zvino iye wakanga ane nguo yakareba ina maoko, nokuti vakunda vamambo vaiva mhandara vaifuka nguo dzakadai. Muranda wake akamubudisa akakiya mukova abva.
Okay, I will end up right here. How many of you have ever read this story before?
Vangane vakamboverenga nyaya iyi kumashure.
Okay, that's wonderful.
Zvakanaka.
Now, this is the story we find in the Bible.
Iyi inyaya yataverenga mubhaibheri.
But I want you to remember.
Asi ndoda kuti murangarire.
There is a whole lot of information that is in this story.
Pane nyaya dzakawanda dzirimo murungano uyu.
Of what is happening today.
Yes, zviri kutoitika nhasi.
You might not have done it physically.
Unogona kunge usina kunyatso kuzviita iwe panyama.
Amen. We are children of the same father, is that right?
Tiri vana vababa vamwe chete ndizvo here?
So all the sisters in here, they are your sisters also.
Saka hanzvadzi dzose dziri muno ihanzvadzi dzako iwe.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here?
And you have got to give them the respect that they need. Because they are God's children. And you are God's children, also brothers. Amen.
Amen.
What I wanted you to notice first is how these brothers are conniving one with another to do evil. Amen.
Amen.
And it finally happened.
We
don't have any dressing that we give to our girls in church that's virgin. But you've got an anointing that is around you. Amen. Keep that anointing strong. Amen. I want to say to our sisters here, some of the things I say with a straight face, please. If God has helped you to keep yourself up to now, there's one thing that you've got to do. Sister, guard your virginity. Amen.
Amen.
You have got to guard with all that's within you. Amen.
Amen.
Whatever condition you came into the message like, keep it that way. Amen.
Amen.
This is a God-given virtue. You cannot trade it with anything for nothing. The prophet says this is what you got to do. Keep yourself. It doesn't matter what offers that's coming around you. Amen. It doesn't matter whether it is in monetary value or whatever man and where he is coming from and what he promises you. Accept nothing.
Ramba zvese.
Because this is God given. You can never trade it with anything. Amen.
Amen.
Sister, do you know that when you get into courtship with that young man, you are not an unbeliever who keeps those other secrets to yourself. But if you are a believer, tell that man where you are coming from, your situation. Is that the message? You better do it when you are in courtship. Is that right? Better still when you are starting off. Because if you keep it yourself, even after 10 years in marriage, and the preacher preaches so hard and you feel like I must open it up, the young man has got a right either to forgive you or to continue with you like that. Is that right? You can go home because of that. Are these things serious? Amen. This
Amen.
Is why you have got to keep yourself and make sure you mention that. The problem we have today is an unseen
cousin.
Yet that cousin is in your pocket.
Internet.
And that cousin is so forceful and very persuasive.
Uye cousin uyu ane simba guru, uye ane kunyengera kukuru.
He is making our boys our girls to listen to the wrong people.
Ari kuita kuti vakomana vedu nevasikana vedu vateerere vanhu vasirivo.
Amen.
Amen.
And eventually go into the wrong things.
Vopedzisira vopinda muzvinhu zvisirizvo.
Are you getting what we're talking about?
Muri kuzvibata here zvatiri kutaura.
Amen.
Amen.
This issue called internet.
Inyaya yeinternet.
Is not what you are not able to control.
Haisi yekuti hanzi pane zvimwe zvandisingakwanisi kuzozvidzora.
You are able to control it.
Unokwanisa iwe kuzvidzora.
You can never be a servant to your instrument.
Haukwanisi kuve muranda kune mudziyo wauri kushandisa iwe.
But rather, that phone or that laptop you must control it.
Asi zvinofanira kutoti laptop iyoyo kana phone yako unofanira kuziva mashandiro aunoita nayo.
Because you have got the power to do it.
Nekuti une simba racho rekuzviita.
Amen.
Amen.
One time we're saying,
pane mingu wataiti,
if you're not able to control that phone,
kana usingakwanise kushandisa phone zvakanaka,
why don't you buy those small ones?
Wadi kutenga tudiki tumbudzi.
And you will never go on the internet on those small ones.
Kasingatomboende pa internet kambudzi.
So that at least you are free.
Kuitira kuti pakadaro unenge wakachengetedzeka.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
You are saved from this other danger.
Wabva wakunda miedzo ye internet.
So many of our young people,
saka vakawanda vechidiki vedu,
including older ones that's married already,
kusanganisira nevakuru vakatorora kana kuroorwa,
they will never pass before they go into those sites.
Zuva haripere asina kumboenda pa internet kune zvitutsi.
Everybody with a phone,
munhu wese ane phone,
if you're not born again,
kana usina kuzvarwa patsva,
you slide into pornography.
Unototsvedza kupinda mukuona vanhu vasina kupfeka.
I don't want to ask a question here.
Andidi kubvunza mubvunzo pano.
Of who has never watched pornography.
Kuti ndiani asina kumbobvira aona madzimai kana varume vasina kupfeka.
I don't want to ask that question.
Andidi kubvunza mubvunzo iyoyo.
But please answer it yourself.
Asi zvipindurire iwe pachako.
And promise me you want to shut that out.
Wondivimbisa kuti uchazvimira.
I'm waiting for hands.
Ndakamirira maoko.
For people that's promising, I'm going to shut it. I have done it, but I want to shut it. Oh, sorry. I'm going to.
Kuvanhu vari kuti inini handisi kuzozviita. Ndakambozviita asi handichazviita.
Not that other part.
Kuti hakuchikime chikamu.
Somebody who is saying, me.
Mumwe munhu ari kuti inini.
I will never go to those sites.
Handife ndakaenda kupornography.
Thank you. Let me tell you what. I know, okay, it's not possible that we tell you in the church that no WhatsApp,
no internet.
We can never say that, you see? Because if we do that and give it as a law, we are going to have many transgressors on the first day. Because some of you, your job requires you to go on internet and you go on
WhatsApp.
So while you go on there, you're going to slide into there. Do you know who is controlling these networks?
Munoziva here kuti ndana nevaridzi vema network iwayo.
It's not the people that you know.
Havasi vanhu vamunoziva imi.
Who have been given the right to control some of your social media.
Vakapuwa kodzero dzekuti vave ivo vane chekuita nezvinobuda pa social media.
But the one that inspired those people you are thinking about are inspired by the devil.
Vanhu vakafemerwa ivava nemweya wadiabori.
Is that right? What you are working on is just a small portion of the band of the networks.
Zvamuri kungoshanda nazvo chikamu chishoma che kuzara kwakaita zvedande mutande zvakafemerwa naSatan.
But the devil is the one that has got the rights to everything that goes on with internet.
Asi Satan ndiye anova muvambi uye anotove nebasa yekuti mabuda chiiko mimo mu internet.
So your internet is like kindergarten.
Saka internet yamuna yoyi yakangofanana nezve vana vadiki.
You see?
Murikuona.
But the deeper parts,
asi mune zvimwe zvakati dzamei,
is where we go into Satanism.
Ndo patinopinda mune zve Satanism.
Like what you heard the other day.
Sechapupu chatakambonzwa zuva riya.
It's all the same.
Zvakangofanana.
But you only have enough to do your work and check on this, that and the other. But the deeper parts, it's Satanism.
Imi munongoona zvakakufanirai kuti muite basa renyu nekungotaurirana nezvakadaro, asi pane zvimwe zvakati dzamei kana kudzika zvine Satanism mukati.
So we would like you to control that.
Saka tinoda kuti mukwanise kugona kuzvidzora ipapo.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
Because some of the people in church, young and old,
vakuru nevadiki,
they're looking at you while the service is going on, but they're not there.
Vakakutarisa uyo uchiparidza asi havatoripo.
The mind has gone somewhere else where they were watching yesterday and last night. Brother, it takes grace from the Lord to make you overcome those temptations. Is that right? Because this world is not our friend. You older brothers, parents, I want you to know the children at school where you are busy paying school fees. You are paying school fees so that their minds can be distorted. Our present school curriculums are different from what you were learning when you were going to school. They are being taught to rebel against you. They are being taught to go into internet and not what you are telling them to, but in the bedside. Is that true? Long time ago, we were writing assignments and give them to the lecturer to mark and give back. But today, in the tertiary schools and education, you are supposed to have a laptop.
Ma polytechnic, ma university, unofana kunge une laptop.
Is that true?
Icho kwadere.
And that is where you write your assignment and post it by email to the lecturer, and he must mark it and give it back to you.
Dopa unonyora iwe bvunzo rako, wotoritumira kuna lecturer, wotomaka, wotokutumirawo.
But is that all that you're going to do with your laptop?
Much more
than
that. So
the devil is opening a
door for
you to enter
in
and waste yourself.
Is that
true? I told you the other day when we went over to
Nairobi,
this brother was telling me, brother, I've won a tender.
Mfundisi, ndakawana tender.
To supply iPads to primary children. So the minister and the government is now supporting that every little child in primary school must have an iPad.
Saka gurukotara rezvedzidzo ikoko ne ministry yavo vari kukurudzira kuti mwana wega wega we primary ave ne iPad yake.
And the school is forced to have a terminal for Wi-Fi.
Saka chikoro chotomanikidzwa kuti chiise mureza weWi-Fi.
In their schools and whatever.
Pazvikoro zvavo nezvakadaro.
You tell me.
Saka chindudzai.
What has Wi-Fi to do with 1+1?
Saka Wi-Fi ine chekuitei nekungoti posi achiwedzera umwe posi.
And writing on your iPad a composition or answering questions right there. What does Wi-Fi have to do with all that?
Wi-Fi ine chekuita kuti mwana anyore rondedzero yake ongoendesa kune mudzidzisi.
Your guess is just as good as mine.
Saka zvamuri kufungawo zvakangofanana nezvangu.
Because the teachers must have time to tell them what is Wi-Fi.
Nekuti vadzidzisi vanofanira kuzowana nguva yekuvadzidzisa kuti Wi-Fi ndei.
And what do you use it for?
Uye unoishandisirei?
Where do you go to and how do you get this other information and everything and everything?
Unopinda papi nepapi unowana futi zvaunoda zvakadai unozowana sei?
So you are buying that to your child and she's lost.
Urukutengera mwana iPad iyo obva atoparara.
Is that right?
Ndizvere.
But what I want you to realize, brother, sister.
Asi zvinoda kuti micherechedze hamanzvadzi.
This world is under control by the devil.
Nyika ino iri kutongwa nadiabhori.
He is the god of this evil age.
Ndiye mwari wenyika ino yakaipa.
Is that true?
Ndizvere.
We had the first Eden.
Takava neEden rekutanga.
And Adam and Eve were the rulers of that Eden.
Adam na Eve ndo vaitonga Eden yekutanga.
After 6,000 years of God's Eden.
Mapera makore 6,000 eEden yamwari.
That's when the devil came in.
Ndo pakauya diabori.
And he destroyed God's Eden.
Akaparadza Eden yamwari.
Is that right? And we are still passing through or right at the end of the 6,000 years where the devil has been the god of this evil age. The civilization of that of the first Eden is different from the civilization of this one. This one, wisdom, is the civilization.
Eden ino. Is
that right? And this has put the believer into a bad spot.
We are,
some people go to church to show off on their dressing. Our clothes, Satan's Eden. Is that correct? It's men's wisdom that make up these clothes. Our roads, our cars, our everything, Satan's Eden. All the minerals we have, the devil has burrowed through the earth to break the pillars of this earth. Is that right? This will have got a lot of problems when earthquake happens. Aeroplane, ship, all these things is Satan's Eden. Amen.
Amen.
But our minds are hooked up on those things. Amen. We don't want to let go. But if you believe one of these days we are going, we're going to have a change of our body. When you go on the other side, you don't need a suit. You don't need it. Is all right? So our clothes are for this Eden.
Saka hembe zedu ndedze Eden ino.
You can tell everybody else, me, I'll never put on skin of a cow for my shoe. All my shoes are elephant skin.
Unogona kudadira vanhu chiti ina handipenda kapfeka shango yakagadzirwa neganda remombe. Ndinongopfeka renzou kana remakaro.
Satan's Eden. My car is more beautiful than yours. Satan's Eden. Is that right? I'm even owning a plane. Satan's Eden. I have a whole big cruise for myself, a whole big ship. Satan's Eden. But one of these days, all these things are going away. Amen. When, as we are coming to the end of the 6,000 years, the beast and the world council of churches are the ones that's reigning here. In Eden, first Eden, Adam the husband,
Adam murume,
with Eve the wife,
na Eve mzimai,
were reigning in there.
Ndova itonga ikoko.
Today,
nasi.
Politics, economy, and whatever you think of, the beast and world council of churches are ruling. Amen.
Amen.
Inasmuch as the devil took up at the end of the 6,000 years, now that we're coming to the end of these 6,000 years, Almighty God is ready to take it up again. So that we can have the first Eden again with Jesus Christ and His bride, thus now in view. That the ones that have got to reign in that Eden again. Is that true? This is why God sent a prophet in our day. To let you know how far we have gone. And the kind of life that was going on in the first Eden. And that is the kind of life we must have now. But God must clean this one of every germ and every disease and all the civilization of the devil, so that we have got a clean one again. Is that true? But remember, brother, the first sin in Eden, which is called the original sin, is what the devil has been hiding all these years until the prophet came. The devil in all the different churches to begin with, they were telling them the original sin, Eve ate an apple.
Vakanga vachidzidziswa kuti chivi chepakutanga Eva akadya apples.
And they will give the people a picture of a whole big snake.
Upa vanhu mufananidzo wezinyoka.
On a big tree, and Eve is there eating an apple, and Adam is given also another one.
Pane zimuti ziguru Eve achidya apples, abo Adam achibva apuwa rimwe.
That's misconstruing scripture.
Ndokumonyonyora magwaro.
Is that right? Because that snake took its shape after the curse. When God had a conference with Adam here, with Eve here, and the serpent here, and the curse was, from now on, you are going to move on your belly. What we call a snake was not there at the beginning, but there was a beast, and that beast was standing on two. Is that right? And the Bible says, chapter 3 and verse 1 of Genesis, it was more subtle than all the other beasts in of the field. Is that right? And that one could talk, and was able to talk and deceive him. Is that right? And the apple that the scripture is talking about, it was sex. Adultery. In the Garden of Eden. And Cain was the result. And Eve gave it also to her husband. And Abel was the result. Is that right? This is what happened in Eden. If you make it like a circle in the air like this, talking about time from the beginning, you go through the 2,000 years up to Noah, up to the cross, and we are coming back to the end again, 6,000 years. And as we come back to the beginning, the same original sin, it's what is reigning in the world today. Is that right? This world is being ruled by the original sin. Is that true? And this is what the devil is busy doing. And the prophet came to have our eyes open. He says, look at the dressing of the women. What is it all doing? To woo the men. So that the men should fall. Listen to the music of this world. Look at the films of this world. Everything has to do with original sin. Is that right? To make sure everybody knows that we are back there again. Even if you don't have internet, walking on the street and seeing what they're doing is going to tell you we are back there again. Is that right? Why should a woman put on a dress which is up here on the knees in front and at the back is sweeping the floor.
Mudzimai anombopfekere iko kuno kumberi uku. Sketi yake iri kuratidza zvidyika zvese asi kumashure uku ine kamuswe kari kufamba kachinzenzera pasi.
Uri kunyemudza nichi?
Whom are you trying to woo?
Are you saying it's the devil?
Muri kuona kuti ndi diabol.
You call it fashion.
Muri kuti fashion.
But it is the devil.
Asi ndi Satan.
Why should an educated woman
mudzimai akatonyatsofunda
put on a whole big slit?
Angatopfeka sketi yakanaka asi yakabvaruka pesa apa kusvika
muchiuno. Way almost to the waist.
Kutoda kutosvika pachiuno.
What is the motive?
Chinangwa ndechei?
She's educated.
Akadzidza hom.
Maybe with a doctorate, a big woman.
Pamwe anotonzi muzvinafundo ane doctorate.
But she cannot overcome this little problem of a vent on a dress.
Asari kutadza kukunda dambudziko re vent iri pa skirt.
What is her motive?
Chinangwa chake ndecheiko?
Original sin.
Chivi chepakutanga.
Are you seeing that?
Muri kuzviona.
She might be having expensive dress.
Rinogona nge riri dress rinodhura chaizvo.
But the whole big front is open.
Asi pamberi pesa apa pakavhurika.
You see?
Muri kuona.
They're trying to teach a geography of mountains and valleys again.
Varida kuedza kuda kuti dzidzisa geography yekuti pakakwira nekudzikira zvakaita sei.
Is the devil?
Ndi Satan.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Muri kubata here zviri kutaurwa.
A devil will take a woman.
Diabori anotora mudzimai.
Put her into a machine.
Omuisa muchina.
Put a lot of paint on the face.
Oisa paint kumeso.
If the lips were not okay, he will paint it.
Kana miromo yanga isina kumira zvaanoda, inopendwa.
If the eyebrows were irregular, he will give them the correct ones.
Kana tsiyo anga asingadzifarire, anopuwa dzimwe.
The bigger budget we are having on expenditure is on fixing up a woman to be beautiful.
Mari yakawanda iri kushandiswa munyika dzakawanda iri kuperera pakuti madzimai anake.
Sunura shamwari, sunura ndikutaura newe.
Wake up, I'm talking to you. Wake up.
You must see your enemy.
Unofana kuona muvengi wako.
And you must know how he is fighting.
Unofana kuziva kuti ari kurwa sei.
Then you must overcome the devil.
Zvino wabva wazokunda diabol.
Because you see how he is fighting.
Nekuti waona marwiro ake.
Even if your teeth are irregular,
kunyange mazino ako asina kumira zvakanaka,
they will give you regular ones.
Vanokupa mazino ekupfekera.
So that you can smile correctly.
Kuti unyaya unyemerewo zvakanaka.
If you quickly develop wrinkles at 30, they're going to give surgery to you and everything will look fine.
Ukakurumidza kuunyana kumeso, vachakuita plastic surgery, voita kuti unyanye kunaka uite kunge mudiki zvakare.
So that the original sin can progress.
Kuti chivi chepamavambo chiende mberi.
If your shape was not all right,
kana chimiro chemuviri wako changa chisina kufadza,
they can put balloons inside.
Vanokwanisa kuisa zvibharuma mukati.
Up on the chest and behind and on the sides and everything, so that your shape will be the best of a woman.
Muzvidya nekwese kuti mudzimai iyeye aite zvaanoda.
I'm sorry for such a description, but you know what I'm talking about. Because this is what the devil is doing. Original sin. So if he has done that, and look at what he's doing on our internet. Until the minds of our children are rotten. And a man like that who wakes up in the morning,
munhu akadaro akamuka mangwanani,
a brother in church,
hama muchurch,
and he's on pornography in the morning, the first hour of the morning,
ari kuona pornography achingopa mukumuka mangwanani,
he only closes because he might be late for work,
anongozozidzima nekuti pamwe ada kunonoka kubasa,
that guy will never think of marriage.
Murume mukomana akadaro hambofa akafunga zvekurora.
No, he won't.
Kana
why
say
he satisfied already,
ari kutogutsikana kare.
You get what I'm saying? This is why. You must get out of there. Amen.
Amen.
And make sure your mind is cleaned by the word of God. Are you
Amen.
Still here? I want to read another scripture. in Genesis 34.
Na Genesis 34.
Amen.
Amen.
Verse 1. I don't know how you pronounce the name of this lady, whether it's Dinah or Dina.
And but that is not
that for progress sake, let's call her Dinah.
Dinah.
All right. And Dinah, the daughter of Leah, which she bare unto Jacob, went out to see the daughters of the land.
Zino Dina, mwanasikana wa Ria, wakaberekera Jacobo, wakabuda kundoona vakunda venyika iyoyo.
Mistake number one.
Do paka ita moso ya kutanga.
Mistake number one.
Do moso ya kutanga.
Where did she get the interest from?
Aka wana zinona kizapa ziri kubva kupi.
And why?
Uye say.
What is the purpose? Is it because she was all alone in the family? But do you know that all that we need, God has given us? Is that right? You don't need any imports. All that you need, God has given you. He has given that as an example on Israel as a nation. Brother, even a very small community are going to produce enough for export. How many of you have ever heard about kibbutz?
Alright?
It's like cooperatives.
Cooperative.
Small as it might be. But they can produce enough for export. They are self-sufficient. If you are a believer, self-sufficient. Our church, self-sufficient. We don't need any extras. All that God wants you to have, even for the rapture, you got it. Is that right? Let's deal with this one first. And when Shechem, the son of Hamor, the Hivite, it's a Hivite, you see? Look at the first three letters. This guy is HIV already. Prince of the country saw her. He took her and lay with her and defiled her.
Ipapo Shekemi mwanakomana wa Hamori, muhivi, muchinda wenyika, wakamuona, akamutora, akavata naye, akamusibisa.
And he saw cleave unto Dinah, the daughter of Jacob, and he loved the damsel and spake kindly unto the damsel.
Mweya wake ukanamatira Dinah, mukunda wa Jacobo, akamuda musikana uyo, akataura zvakafadza moyo womusikana.
And Shechem spoke unto his father Hamor, saying, get me this damsel to wife.
Zvino Shechem akataura na baba vake Hamori akati, nditorerei musikana uyo ave mukadzi wangu.
I'd like you to read this story further.
Ndoda kuti muverenge nyaya iyi kuenda mberi.
But when this Hivite came over to Jacob for a negotiation, so that he can allow Dinah to be married. They even say, whatever you pay for dowry, whatever claim you have, I'm ready to pay.
Vakatosika pakubvuma kuti chero zvamunenge mada kuti tibhadhare kana kuita semurora tinoita.
Amen.
Amen.
Because as far as they were concerned, they found Diamond. A woman from Israel. And the devil was inspiring them so that they would have intermarriage. And by having intermarriage, they are defiling the Israeli blood. And that's what the devil wants. To defile your mind. To defile your behavior as a believer. That's what the devil wants. Amen.
Amen.
But Simeon and Levi,
Asi Simeon na Levi.
They were out in the field when this thing was happening.
Vakanga vari kumunda zvinhu zvipazvaitika.
And when they came back,
pavakadzoka,
they heard that their daughter was defiled.
Vakanzwa kuti hanzvadzi yavo yasvibiswa.
By the Levite. Sorry, by the Hivite.
Nemuhevi.
And they also heard from their father about the negotiation.
Vakanzwa kubva kuna baba vavo pamusoro pekuti vanoda kuroora.
And they said, that's fine.
Vakati zvakanaka.
Let's make a plan.
Ngatiite urongwa.
And the discussion went on. They said, no problem.
Vakati hapana dambudziko.
We are accepting.
Tiri kuzvigamuchira.
That you marry our daughter.
Kuti muroore.
But
asi,
you must be circumcised.
Munofanha kutanga madzingiswa.
The whole of you must be circumcised.
Rudzi rwese runofanira kudzingiswa.
Amen.
Amen.
Because we are circumcised here, but you also must be circumcised.
Nekuti isu takadzingiswa, saka nemiwo munofanira kudzingiswa.
Says, ah, that's so small.
Sakanzi, ah, inyaya idiki.
We can have it done, no problem.
Zviitwa izvo.
And they gathered up all the men.
Vakaunganidza varume vese.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
In Shechem.
KuShechem.
And they were all circumcised.
Vose vakashekwa rukanda.
So Simeon and Levi, they are the ones who hatched the plan and were watching.
Saka Simeon na Levi ndo vakaronga urongwa uro vakanga vachizviona.
And the new first day, they're still fine.
Vakaziva kuti zuva rekutanga zvinenge zvichiri right.
Second day,
zuva rechipiri,
it's even getting worse.
Zvinenge zvakunyanya kurwadza.
But third day,
asi zuva rechitatu,
all the men,
varume vese,
cannot run if we chase them in the battle. And these two brothers, third day, they went among the Hivites and they killed all the men because none of them could run. They finished up the whole race because of
Dinah.
Is that right? At least we're able to revenge. Amen.
Amen.
Because we're looking for men and women here who would have godly anger to keep sin away from our camp. Is that right? Yes.
Amen.
These are the men and women we are looking for. Is that right? Who must make sure sin is kept out. And you must be able to ask, why are you putting on this dress? I can buy one for you. Forget about this. Why do you want this big stiletto? Whom do you want to attract? Yeah, brothers must ask one another. This flamboyant I'm seeing on your face. What exactly do you have as a plan? Talk about it, man. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah. There's nothing wrong in going to that brother and reading this scripture in Genesis 2:18, it is not
good.
In fact, it's very unhealthy. For them to remain celibate. Because we don't know what they are touching and what they are eating. And a lot of these guys, when you ask them this question, why? Their mind will go back to somebody that they wanted to approach, and somebody took them. Took that girl. We've had some of those discussions. He took my wife. So, brother, come. Let's hear your story. Who took your wife? Brother so took my wife. How did it happen? Did you speak to that woman before? Says, no, I had not spoken yet. I was now planning to go and talk, and he took her. Yeah, it's a sign she's not yours, man.
Zvinoratidza kuti hasire wako.
Go back on the drawing board.
Dzokera pamabvi.
Amen. You must thank God.
Tenda Mwari.
That one was taken away.
Kuti yakatorwa.
She was going to bring problems.
Aizounza dambudziko.
To you.
Kwauri.
Thank God she is gone.
Tenda Mwari kuti akatoenda.
Amen.
Amen.
Pray some more.
Namata zvakare.
And God is going to give you one.
Mwari vachakupa wako.
Some people even backslid because of that.
Vamwe vakatodzoka shure nekuda kwaizvozvo.
Common sense.
Mazviona here kufunga kwakanaka.
Just go back and pray.
Ngodzokera unonamata.
God is going to give you yours.
Mwari vachakupa wako.
Amen.
Amen.
Or this sister, she might even remember that she rejected the man whom she really wanted, whom she loved that man. But the idea was, how can I introduce this guy to my friend?
Vanzadza vachingori vakabatikana nekuti vakamboramba imi hama yavaida ivo asi vaitya kuti hama kana shamwari vanozoti chi.
These things happen.
Zvino zvinoitika.
Don't waste your opportunity.
Haikona kutambisa mukana wako.
When God gives it to you.
Kana Mwari vakupa.
Is that right?
Ndizvo here.
You must not waste an opportunity.
Haikona kutambisa mukana.
Okay. Let's look at this little girl Dinah.
Ngatitarisei kamusikana kadiki aka Dinah.
She wanted to check what is happening around there.
Kaida kuonesesa kuti zvii zviri kuitika kunze uko.
Amen. But do you know that whatever you do, there's an inspiration behind it?
Asi munoziva here kuti pane zvese zvaunoita, pane kufemera kuriko.
This is why when you pray, you must make sure you have the right inspiration around you. Is that right? So that when you are inspired right, you're going to do right. A lot of people around have got their own anointings. This is why we don't want to depend on men. Or on women, we want to depend on God for whatever thoughts and direction we got to take. Can I just read a quote?
197.
The falling apart of the world. Now, anything that pulls you away from that is wrong. From the word, That's a false messiah.
Ndi messiah wenema.
False anointing.
Chizoro chenema.
Oh, you said the brother had such an anointing.
Oh, munoti ahama yanga ine chizoro chikuru.
What kind of anointing?
Mando ipi yekuzoro.
That's it. Hitler had an anointing too.
Hitler aiva akazozwawo zvakare.
Khrushchev got one also.
Khrushchev aiva akazozwawo.
Pope Pius has one also.
Pope Pius, aiva akazodzwawo.
What kind of an anointing you got?
Iwe wakazodzwa nechizoro chakadini.
If he's not anointed with his word and vindicate every word to be truth.
Kana chisina kuzodzwa neshoko rake, zvisina kupupurirwa neshoko rake rese kuti ichokwadi.
Leave it alone.
Zvisiye.
It's wrong.
Zvakatsveyama.
If it don't produce itself, then it is in germatized. I'll show you. It will show you its color. Amen.
Amen.
But that was the other age. Leave that alone. Amen. Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. I want to pause right there. Amen. So everybody has got an anointing. But our prayer is, may we be anointed by God. When we stand with the word of God. Is alright? Every bully has got a spirit. If you befriend that one, you are also going to have the spirit of a bully. Is that right? Every prostitute has got an anointing. If you move and get to talk to them, that anointing gets a hold of you too.
Ukafamba kuenda kunotaura navo unozodzwa nemweya wavo.
Are you getting what I'm saying?
Muri kubatira zvatiri kutaura.
Amen.
Amen.
So you have the right to protect an anointing that is around you.
Saka iwewe une kodzero yekuchengetedza chizoro chiri pauri.
Dina got anointed.
Dina akazodzwa.
Amen.
Amen.
With a spirit to discover what is happening out there. She forgot she was Israeli. Amen. And that God is the one that takes care of her. And this discovering spirit is what brought her into trouble. Is
that
right? Sister, you must guard yourself. This issue of wanting to know what is happening elsewhere will never leave you clean. I want to come a bit closer to
you.
When we were growing up ourselves and people of my age, we did not have a lot of so-called religious music. How many of you agree with me? All the Madalas, right? But as time went on, because the Christian was no longer buying that kind of the worldly music. But those same people that were singing decided to turn religious. And when they started doing that, the religious men started to buy that. And when you bought that and you were playing it, you were also taking their spirit. Is that right? And the devil is fishing you back to his territory. You went away because you said, I'm now a believer. And he gave you the so-called religious music to fish you out again. But our problem now is our people, our children, they don't want to come away from that. They must listen to what we are telling them. Even if, brother, you tell them who is singing and how evil they are, they will never listen to you. We tell them, hey, look at your joyous kind of music. These guys are homos, man. What are you still doing there?
Joyous celebration. Mangochani ne ma lesbian. See, I know.
Said, oh, but the music is nice. Yeah.
Sweet,
stolen waters are sweet, are they not?
Is
that right? So the devil will give you that and you take it. All these little girls around are singing some of these so-called religious songs. A lot of them are coming from the pits of hell. Is that right? And they are anointed right there and give it over to you and you like it. And you say, oh, amazing grace, we've been hearing it since we were young. Let's try to hear something else. Isn't this what Eve did? Eve should simply have said, forget about it. Mr. Serpent, I don't want to listen to you. But Eve, because of knowledge, she wanted to hear what that guy is saying, and she thought she was strong enough to overcome the devil. You can never overcome the devil. 6,000 years of experience. And you got only
20.
He is going to sweep you out. Is that right? The devil will sweep you out. Amen. So don't you ever listen to these things. Somebody might be saying, oh, the Madalas are going again. With our gospel music.
ne gospel music yedu iya.
You like it?
Unaida.
And you are sliding into hell.
Urikutotsedza kuenda gehena.
You parents,
imi vabereki,
have you ever inspected the DVDs that your children are watching?
Makambo unotarisawo here ma DVD arikuonekwa nevana venyu.
On worldly music.
Pami manzi yemunyika.
The way those girls are dressing is the dress that your daughter is now buying.
Mapfekera akaita vaimbi vemunyika ndo hembe dzakunotengwa nemwanasikana wenyu.
And the way those girls are fixing their hair is the way your daughter is fixing your hair.
Magadziro arikuita vhudzi nevasikana vemunyika ndo magadziro arikuitawo vhudzi nemwana wenyu anotenda maridzo.
And these pictures, when they go out on public, it's viral.
Mifananidzo yevaimbi vemunyika ipa inongobuda pachena kana kushambadzirwa munhu wese akutozvida.
All the girls, they want to do the same.
Vasikana vese vakuda kuita zvimwechete.
So you sisters, when you sing,
imi vana hanzvadzi kana muchiimba,
please be yourself.
Ingoimba sezvauri.
Don't try to twist like them.
Haikuda kuedza kuda kuzonyongoka sevemunyika.
They're doing it because they are children of the serpent.
Vari kuzviita izvi nekuti vana venyoka.
Sing nice.
Imba zvakanaka.
We're going to enjoy that.
Ticharopafadzwa nazvo.
Don't try to twist your voice to copy that other one.
Haikona kuda kuedza kushandura izwi rako kuti ufanane na Whitney Houston.
That voice you have.
Izwi iroro rawinaro.
That's what we want.
Ndora tiri kuda irore.
Even if it is cracked and hoarse.
Kunyange rakakwasharara zvakadi.
That is the voice we want.
Ndo izwi ratiri kuda irore.
Yeah.
Hongu.
This is the problem we have.
Ndo dambudziko ratina.
We want something foreign.
Tiri kuda chimwe chinhu chekunzewo.
We don't want local.
Hatidi zvedu zvemuno.
People don't want that. They don't want message music. We got plenty and we got the best. And the worldly people, they're copying, they're trying to copy from you. You listen to the songs we sing here and you go on the combi, they're also now singing those ones, but before it was only us.
Tererai manzi yatiri kuimba muno moenda mukombi unoona ah vakutoridza izvozvo asi kumashure vakanga vasina mimhanzi iyoyo.
Amen.
Amen.
These things are because of devils.
Zvinhu izvi zviri kukonzereswa nemadhimoni.
How many of you remember the story of Micaiah?
Vangano vanorangarira nyaya yaMicaiah.
Who repeated what Elijah had said?
Akadzokorora chiprofita chaEria.
About the death of Ahab.
Pamusoro pemafiro amambo Ahab.
The Bible tells us in 2 Chronicles, you can write it, chapter 18.
Bible rinotarira kuna vakorenge vechipiri, chapter 18.
Chronicles.
Makoronike echipiri,
chapter 18. I'm not reading it. But God had a council meeting in heaven. He says, I know what Elijah, my prophet, has said about the death of Elijah, the death of Ahab. What must we do to make sure the word of the prophet must come to pass? Are you seeing? God gets concerned about the fulfillment of his own word by a prophet, even in our day. It has to be fulfilled. Is that right? It says an evil spirit came from hell and knelt before God. He says, I'm going to be a lying spirit in all them prophets. He says, go ahead. God permitted it to go ahead. And 400 prophets in one word, in unison. Amen. Go ahead and take Ramoth and Gilead. Amen.
Amen.
But it was the devil through them. Do you see, brother, sister? That same spirit is engulfing the world. Amen.
Amen.
And the devil is like on the winning side. And he is very happy that he is overcoming our children. Amen.
Amen.
But sister, brother, did you hear what is affecting you? I want you to stand and prove the devil wrong. Amen.
Amen.
That nothing is preoccupying you. You are just seated there waiting for the right one.
Kuti hapana chimwe chichakubata iwe. Wakangomira wakamirira iye wacho
I'm not saying the first one who comes is the one. Please. Are you not praying? And when that one comes, you are going to know that's the one. But the same prophet who said marry them young, is he the one that is saying don't take this one? You pray, God is going to give you the answer. He knows who is yours. He knows who is best for you. But I know yours is not in the world. Is that right? Yours is not in the world. Because under no circumstances should a believer marry an unbeliever. It was the grace of God that you came. And you accepted the message. Don't you go back. Don't fish them out from there. Amen.
Amen.
Because God has got to bless you. Some people, they park some of their friends in the world. Parking. Parking means it's still proceeding, is that right? And she comes, or he comes and checks around. If nothing works, they go back. Because they do not cut bridges. You better cut bridges. Is that right? Yeah. Cut bridges. And let's start afresh. Is that right? This is what we want you to do. But some guys, boys or girls, they fish out those guys from the world and they bring them into church. And tells her, you sit there, me I'll sit there. Nobody must know that I have brought you in. But there's only one thing that you must do. Look at all the sisters in church. Look at the way they dress. And look at, and you just do that, then you're gone. Then I will marry you. If you don't want to do it, I won't marry you. Who doesn't want to marry? But this girl will do much more than required. But the heart is rotten. And you tell her, now you are looking fine, so you must get baptized end of this month, right? And she gets baptized and the man waits for a month or two.
He
says, Pastor, there's a certain lady who comes to church. Do you know that one? Which one? She's like this, she sits so. She moves with so. But you know what happens? You might deceive me. But a lot of times you fail. Is that right? But if it so happens that it passes through and you marry that heathen, one day, you are going to cry. The day your friends come home, she'll be in the bedroom and she'll come out in shorts. And sleeveless. And some funny music will be going on from the bedroom. And she comes out, she's not even feeling bad about it. But that's herself now. You might win certain times, but you won't win all the time. But the thing is, she's going to box you. And you tell her, I'm going to report you to the pastor. Says, you go. You go, I'm going to talk to him. before you go.
Ndichataura nawe mfundisi usati waenda.
Brother, we are fighting a very bad spirit. Because some of the young people, they fear to approach sisters in the message. Yeah, they fear to go to brothers in the message. I mean, sisters in the message, they fear. No, the brothers are afraid of sisters. This is why they try to plan here, they try to plan this, send a SMS, and hoping, you know, it will soften up, and then they'll
strike.
And they try styles when she's boarding a combi. That's the time I'm also running into the combi. So I can sit looking at her, she must also look at me. A lot of those things don't work. Go back on your knees. And God is going to help you. Amen.
Amen.
We know that our God answers prayer. Amen.
Amen.
So get out of that bench. Get away from that spirit of celibacy. I would have read a few more quotes, but this is what I'm talking about. So, older brothers and sisters, we have a work to do. Amen. Let's pray for our young brothers or young sisters or our children. They are not waiting for anything else. They must be married. Amen.
Amen.
And I believe Almighty God is going to help them out. Let's stand upon our feet. Praise God. I might not have been able to get into your territory. Amen. But you know that the spirit has been exposed. And because that spirit has been exposed, don't you entertain that one again. Because that spirit is of the devil. It does not come from God. Amen.
Amen.
It's our prayer that Almighty God would deliver every one of you. Both men and women. Hallelujah.
Amen.
When you get married, you must thank God. Don't go back again to bachelorhood again. Amen. Protect that vow that God has given you with your wife. So that the devil will never win. Is that right? Amen.
Amen.
We want to sing, "Oh, I Want to See Him."
Amen.
As I journey through.